See You Now is a podcast highlighting the innovative and human-centered solutions that nurses are coming up with to solve for today's most challenging healthcare problems. Created in collaboration with Johnson & Johnson and the American Nurses Association.
For a very long time, I think politics has been missing the voice of the largest healthcare profession in the United States, which is nursing.
Our healthcare system in America isn't working well for people. And if there's anyone capable of fixing that, it is America's nurses. We need more of them in politics. We need more of them in public office. Americans trust us for a good reason.
If we have more nurses and midwives in public policy, in elected office, running campaigns, we'll have better outcomes, not just for nurses and for our healthcare system, but for people around the country.
Hi, See You Now listeners. I'm Rebecca McEnroy, executive producer for See You Now. And those were some of the voices from episode 95, Nursing is Political, where we introduced you to Healing Politics, a first-of-its-kind, nonpartisan campaign school created by nurses, for nurses and midwives. With legislative decisions shaping everything from healthcare access to public health funding, nurses' holistic, community-based perspective is urgently needed in elected office. Nurses see firsthand how policy impacts lives beyond the hospital, housing, education, environmental health, and they're uniquely equipped to craft pragmatic, evidence-based solutions. Yet without more nurses in office, these insights rarely make it into the legislative process. And that's where Healing Politics comes in. While their mission still centers on helping nurses run for office, their work has expanded to increase civic engagement across the nursing profession, strengthen partnerships, and address barriers that keep nurses from voting, advocating, and leading in the political space. In this update, we check back in with a bipartisan nurse team that founded Healing Politics to hear what they've learned since launching their first cohort, how the political environment has shifted, and where they're taking Healing Politics next.
My name is Kimberly Gordon, and I am a certified registered nurse anesthetist. I am the co-founder of Healing Politics, as well as the secretary treasurer of that organization. Our campaign school is a 3.5-day intensive where nurses from around the country, and this year, the territory of Puerto Rico, come to spend a weekend learning from one another and our faculty about why we need more nurses in elected office and how to get there.
I'm Lisa Summers. I'm the other co-founder of Healing Politics. This month, it will mark 50 years since I have been a nurse. I worked as a nurse midwife clinically for 20 years before I shifted to doing health policy work. I spent another couple decades doing health policy work and also teaching health policy. I did that for 10 years at Yale School of Nursing, and that's where I had the great pleasure to work with and get to know Kimberly Gordon on this project that became Healing Politics.
Welcome, Kimberly and Lisa. It is wonderful to have you back on See You Now. So you guys just wrapped up your third campaign school in July. How did it go?
The campaign school was amazing. We had such a wonderful group of attendees. They asked so many great questions. I always worry when we have a cohort that in the past they've gelled together so well. And I'm wondering, is that going to happen this year? And it did, almost instantaneously, like years past. And seeing the posts on social media afterwards, it really reaffirms, I think, what we observed. The other thing I noticed is during the campaign school, when they're working on experiential learning, you're looking around the classroom and I'm like, this is better than I could have possibly imagined it when we thought about this in 2020.
The other thing I would add, our faculty from the very beginning have been phenomenal. We had just a little bit of a change in our faculty this year, and even our faculty who had presented in years past, I sat and listened to them again and thought, oh my gosh, this is so fantastic. They are so good at taking their expertise in campaigns and elections and giving our participants good general knowledge that they would get in any campaign school, but they speak nurse. They know nurses, they know how to apply it to nurses, they interpret the questions because they know nurses. I've often said it's our goal to get nurses in elected office. And if they do that by going to any one of the hundreds of campaign schools in the country, that's fantastic. But it was a reminder that a campaign school developed by nurses for nurses really has an important role to play.
In our previous conversation, Kimberly, you spoke about how many nurses were surprised by the bipartisan makeup of the class. But one thing that stood out to you was how uncomfortable nurses were with the politics and the political process. Let's play a clip from that episode. This is from See You Now, episode 95, Nursing is Political.
So there was a lot of discussion in the campaign school about politics, but only as it related to negative politics. A nurse had come up to me at one of the breaks and said, I honestly have no idea what the partisan makeup of this room is. I don't know. And I love that I don't know that. The one thing that was very interesting is everybody in that room, when they walked through the door, understood that nursing is political. Like that was something that everybody walked in the room with. Or they wouldn't have applied and come to the campaign school. They understood that they needed to learn more about how to get there themselves. So politics wasn't an issue. Negative campaigning was an issue. Money in politics was an issue. And we did some education, not just around how to fundraise, but we talked about all of the different avenues that are available to you, all these different types of ways that candidates raise money. Now that, I will say, many nurses didn't feel good about that at all.
That was from episode 95, Nursing is Political. So how have you been navigating the conversation of politics versus policy since you began this work? Lisa?
I would say for me, one of the most striking differences between when we started this work and now, sort of the evolution in what I've seen, is realizing, appreciating the difference between policy and politics is becoming ever more important to me. So I've been trying to think of ways to make that difference clear and understandable. And one of the nurse legislators that we talked to early on used the analogy of a train. And she said that the policy is like the cargo on the train. And I sort of added to that in my thinking, oh, and as nurses, we're really good at wrapping up that policy. You know, we can write white papers and have our talking points about the policy. The politics are the train track. And that cargo has to be on a train track getting to its destination. And I think as nurses, we're super comfortable with the cargo, but we really shy away from the train tracks. I think of this as policy defines what we'd like to see done. And politics is the process of if it gets done and how it gets done.
Everybody sitting in that room has a policy reason why they're there, whether that be insurance or healthcare or nursing practice in their state, the environment. There are many policy reasons that bring them there, but we're not there to talk about governing and how we get that policy done. We're there to talk about how we get them into office so they can work on that policy by giving information about how to fundraise, giving information about how to identify your voters, how to get your voters to the polls, how to message to your voters, how to run as a nurse. Those are all things that we're focused on. We're not focused on what happens once you get there, because we feel like nurses have a pretty good grasp on that. But getting there, that piece, that laying the track, moving down the track, that's what we focus on. And to go back to what Lisa said about the room and having nurses in that room, we had discussions around things that are really important to nurses. Things about calling yourself doctor and other issues that we had really long discussions about. And then we might have a candidate or a legislator stand up and say, we in nursing are concerned about that. The public isn't concerned about that. But here's how you use that in a campaign. So it was really a great way to put things in perspective and keep moving down the tracks.
And the political landscape has changed a lot since the last time we spoke in 2023. How did that play out this year?
The difference in our political environment and the political discourse when this first episode aired and today, I think we would all agree on both sides of the aisle that sadly, we're in a very hyper-partisan state. And I think that discourages a lot of people. Just looking, for instance, at the percentage of eligible voters who didn't vote in the 2024 election. If eligible but didn't vote had been a political party, it would have won the 2024 election. So there's a lot of apathy. People are just turned off. And so one of the things I heard this year, which isn't new, but maybe a stronger draw for nurses to get engaged, is that understanding that as nurses, we talk to all kinds of people from all walks of life, often in the very worst moments of their life. We walk into a ER room, a hospital room, an exam room, and we don't ask if people are Republicans or Democrats. We address their needs and figure out how we can most effectively communicate with them. That's something that I heard from nurses, that I see that the skills that I have as a nurse could in fact be applied very productively in this environment where I think we all would like to have more civil conversation. We'd like to disagree without being disagreeable. And what I heard from many in that group, and I hear this from nurses even who don't want to run for office, but want to be more politically engaged, that they believe that that perspective that they have, that viewpoint, you see all kinds of people. And I think that makes us really effective. And I just hope more nurses will bring those skills to bear, whether it's running for office, encouraging people to vote, just getting more civically engaged.
Last time we spoke, Kimberly, you laid out why it's so important that nurses run for elected office. Let me play a clip where you speak to this from episode 95. Once again, nursing is political.
So Healing Politics is a 501c3 nonprofit, nonpartisan educational organization that is on a mission to inspire, motivate, recruit, and train nurses and midwives to run for elected office up and down the ballot while building a culture of civic engagement within these professions, within the two professions. And why do we want to do that? We want to do that because nurses understand their communities and they see them through the eyes of their patients. We understand the social determinants of health because our patients struggle with those in our communities. We know what our communities need, and we are uniquely qualified to get those things done with the skills that we bring to nursing, the data-driven decisions, negotiation, conflict management, meeting people where they are, listening, communicating. We have all of these skills that if you said what would be ideal skills for a legislator, you would list off exactly what a nurse is. So we want to take those skills and help nurses understand how important it is for them to put those to work in the public arena, whether it be serving an elected office, running for elected office, helping a nurse run for elected office, or just being more civically engaged.
Kimberly, in that clip, you hinted at the end that even if nurses don't run for elected office, it's still very important that they're civically engaged. And Healing Politics has been doing a lot to encourage more civic engagement among nurses. So what are you seeing? What are you doing? And why is it so important that nurses are civically engaged, even if they don't run for elected office?
Every August in Civic Health Month, we partner with VoteER to encourage nurses to get a VoteER badge and to register voters. And for listeners who aren't familiar with that, it's a wonderful, nonpartisan, perfectly HIPAA compliant and legal tool that nurses can use in healthcare settings. You get a badge that you wear with your other hospital ID badge or wherever you're working. And the idea is that when you're asking patients all those other questions that you ask, you can take a second to ask, are you registered to vote? And if they're not registered to vote, they can scan your badge and it goes to nonpartisan voter registration information. Their website is full of incredible resources, some of which explore that connection between voting and health. And I think a lot of nurses are familiar with that connection, but how striking it is, the strength, the depth of that relationship, that we know that communities that have higher rates of voter registration and voter engagement are healthier across a number of health measures.
So we have worked on getting nurses more civically engaged through the partnerships that we create. As Lisa mentioned, we partner with VoteER. We partner with Power to the Polls to help nurses understand that they don't have to participate in a partisan way. Helping people vote, we need that too. We learned that after COVID, and that is still the case. Things like understanding new voting measures, like our partnership with Fair Vote and looking at ranked choice voting. That's a really big issue in some states now. What are the pros and cons of that? And helping people understand that if you live in a community where you vote using ranked choice voting. But more importantly, we're completely understanding the fact that, as Lisa said, with the general public, if didn't register and didn't vote were a party, they would have won in this election. We're seeing the same thing with nurses. So clearly, we still have more work getting that message out there that nurses do understand their communities. And as a result, they need to vote. So we have work to do. And in many instances in North Carolina, candidates won by hundreds of votes. So voting does matter. You hear, my one vote doesn't matter, but you multiply that by 100 or 200, and that's what swings an election. when you think about if every nurse in a district voted, or if every nurse in a state voted for a ballot measure, there are things that we can do just by entering a voting booth that make a difference for health in our communities. You don't have to run a nurses campaign. You don't have to run for office. But we do want all nurses to be civically engaged because of the knowledge that you played in that clip. The knowledge and skills that we have make us very educated voters.
Kimberly talked about races being won by, you know, a couple of hundred votes. What I've been struck by is the number of races, particularly very important local races and state legislative races, that have been won by 34 votes or 41 votes. And, you know, I think that's another point that's important to make. We focus a lot during presidential years on our presidential election for obvious reasons. And now there's actually a lot of focus on the midterms. But we have really important local races and state races. And the more you pay attention to politics and something like, what's the city health department budget in your city? Or the county health department budget in your city? You will realize how not only those things that we think about locally, you know, the potholes and the things that impact our neighborhoods, but health-related issues that are decided at the local level. And most of the time, the people making those decisions about how budget dollars are spent on health in our cities, our counties, our states, they have no background in healthcare. And obviously, nurses can have an impact on education policy and all kinds of policies. But when it comes to health, how valuable to have a nurse sitting at the table when those budget decisions are made.
To that point, all politics is local. We've talked about engaging nurses on the national level, but maybe talk a little bit about your state-based strategy and how you're implementing that.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about this because I think it has the potential to really scale up the work that we're doing. We're certainly aware and have been how important state laws, policies, state environments are. But we've really begun to think in the last year or so that in order to reach this goal of increased representation of nurses in office, that the strategy for making that happen has to happen at the state level. We're identifying liaisons in the states who can bring together a group of nurses who are interested in this, organizations, individuals, and develop a state-based strategy. And it will be different, you know, in a state that has four nurses in their state legislature versus a state that has no nurses in their state legislature. The goal here is to use that enthusiasm that we've seen from nurses all over the country to expand our visibility and expand this mission and empowering nurses in the states to connect with one another, to connect with their political leadership, to strengthen the partnerships that are already there and lay the groundwork for increased representation up and down the ballot.
I want to play one more clip from episode 95, Nursing is Political. And in this clip, we hear nurses who participated in the school reflect on some things they learned.
The curriculum I shared at campaign school was the basics of campaign 101.
You know, financing, communication with the media, finding out what your passion is.
How to run a campaign, how to fund a campaign, what to say and not to say. We had media training.
What does it look like to prepare for a tough interview, to adjust a message or think about our social media strategy differently?
Opposition research? Never heard of it. I would have had no idea what that was or what that meant.
How do we get out the vote in a way that is fun and exciting and powerful and takes those volunteers, puts them in front of the right voters with the right message to make sure that our supporters get out there on election day?
That was a clip from episode 95, after one of your first campaign schools. How has your educational strategy evolved since then?
For me, when I listen to those, and that's so wonderful to listen to those clips, I'm not sure that we changed a lot about the curriculum of the intensive 3 days at the campaign school. I think what's evolved over the last couple of years is understanding that there's a large group of nurses out there that are intrigued by this idea of a maybe run for office, but have said to us, I don't even know the right questions to ask. And so they're not ready yet to spend 3 days and the time and money to go to Durham to get that intensive campaign training. So what we've put together since the first episode when we talked to you was this program, So You're Thinking of Running for Office. And we've done a shorter version and a longer version, a shorter virtual version for 90 minutes, and then a day-long program that really focuses on what are those questions you need to ask yourself before you make a decision to run for office. And some of it relates to what you heard in that clip. What would you find on your social media if you went to go scrub that? How comfortable do you feel talking to the media? Have you had media training? Do you feel comfortable talking to the media? That sort of thing. But also questions like, well, what office would be right for me to run for? Evaluating what this means in your employment situation, your family, your immediate family, and your extended family. Those questions address many of those things and are really intended to be sort of a precursor to going to campaign school. Is this right for me?
I would add to that the political piece. How is a party organized from precinct to county to state to national? And things like, where do I find voter information? How do I find who voted in the last election? How do I figure out, align what I'm interested in working on with the position that I could make the most difference in around that policy? For example, if your issue is access to care in your state and the Nursing Practice Act, you're not going to run for Congress, and you're also not going to run for your city council. That's all decided in the state legislature. So understanding the framework around running for elected office, like figuring out all of the questions you have to answer before you even get there. What is the partisan makeup of your district? Do I have a relationship with my party? How do people get chosen to run for elected office? And then, like Lisa was saying, could I even do this with my job, with my family? If you're running for city council, that's very different than perhaps running for state legislature in a place like Texas, where you probably have to fly to serve in your state legislature back and forth. You can't drive back and forth like you could in Ohio or Maryland or Delaware. So the commitment involved in that and what that looks like, that's all the background work. We can teach you how to run for elected office, but all of those leading up questions are very specific to what we're doing and where we work. And that's what these two programs work on.
When it comes to the media and media strategies and getting these stories and messages out there, talk about why it's important to engage the media.
Media and interest in nursing and getting them involved in what we're doing would be great if the media were interested. We at the campaign school last year were approached by a freelance reporter who wanted to come and report on the candidate school for nurses and midwives in 2024. And that reporter pitched the story to Politico, Washington Post, New York Times, all of the big media outlets, and they didn't have a single taker. Not one media organization was interested in hearing what we were doing. Now, fortunately, with our relationship with Duke University, there was a political science student who now worked for ABC. And she was embedded in North Carolina and was responsible for coming up with content for Good Morning America from North Carolina. And she featured us on Good Morning America that year. But it was so disheartening, especially because when our freelance journalist couldn't get anybody to pick up a story about nurses running for elected office, they've run countless stories about physicians running for elected office. And from work that Lisa and I did when we were working on the project at Yale, what we learned is that physicians, for the most part, vote the party line. They don't vote as physicians. They vote based on the party that they're affiliated with. And of course, we're doing this work at Healing Politics, and we're following the people that attend our campaign school to see what happens as time marches on, because I believe that nurses aren't necessarily going to vote their party line, but we don't have enough nurses in elected office to even do a study about, are they voting for health in their communities or are they voting the party line? So I think it's so fascinating that while the general public finds nurses the most ethical, the most trusted, but when push comes to shove, are we respected and viewed as people who can make a difference in elected office? That tells me that we've got a lot of work to do in getting the word out there to the general public.
We talk about the importance of leveraging that Gallup poll that the nurses are most trusted. And one of the ways we can do that is better engaging the media. At George Washington University, there's a wonderful Center for Health Policy and Media Engagement, and nurses can go to their website and read about the Woodhull study, which looks at the degree to which the media uses nurses as experts in their stories. And there are some very good examples of how the media can be better engaged with nurses, but also what can nurses do to better engage the media? How can we be better at that? And I think nurses who work in big institutions need to be engaged with their marketing and PR departments so that when there's press interest in a story, they're looking to nurse experts and leaders at the institution. There's a lot that we can do as a profession to better understand how to respond effectively to media interest. Certainly, it's a big piece of what we do at the campaign school, but I think every nurse can think about how they can best engage media. And I'd like to add to that, Rebecca, I love the fact that you titled that first episode, Nursing is Political. And I just wanted to comment, particularly in this environment, about that word politics and the fact that it's such a turnoff for so many people. And we're working really hard to reframe that. And what we want nurses to think about when they think about politics is that it's just another word for our form of governance. We are a democracy. It is by the people, of the people, for the people. That's what politics is. And so We don't want people to be turned off by that. We want people, nurses in particular, to say, how do I engage in strengthening my democracy, my form of government in this country?
We're not coming from two polarized directions. We're coming from what's possible. Understanding where we are in our legislature, where we are in the policy issues we're working on, and how can we bring people together to get things done. That's how nurses work.
Perhaps the best illustration of this is with our nurse faculty at the campaign school. We have two faculty who are with us this year for the third time, both state senators. One is a Republican, the other one is a Democrat. And one of the things they do at the campaign school so beautifully is model the fact that for most of us, and you wouldn't necessarily think this reading the headlines every day, but for most of us, there's more that brings us together than separates us. And when these two nurse legislators talk about their work, it becomes really apparent. Or as Gail Adcock from North Carolina says, she doesn't work across the aisle, she lives in the aisle.
Every nurse, every midwife listening to this, you have everything you need right now to be civically engaged, to get out there, evaluate candidates and vote, to be involved in your professional organization, to advocate for your patients. You do it every day. And we, with our experience and our skill set, have way more to offer than many other professions who are serving in elected office right now. So do not let that stop you. In fact, embrace it and join us. Join us whether you want to run for elected office, whether you want to help nurses who run, or you simply want to be more civically engaged.
Kimberly Gordon is a certified registered nurse anesthetist and secretary treasurer and co-founder of Healing Politics, along with nurse midwife, health policy educator, and president of Healing Politics, Lisa Summers. You'll find a link to episode 95, Nursing is Political, in our show notes, and find out more about Healing Politics at healingpolitics.org. Healing Politics was born from a simple but powerful idea that nurses are uniquely equipped to serve an elected office, whether that's at the national or state level, or on school boards or city councils. And when they do, they make and support policies that benefit their communities, their profession, and the health of the nation. We'll close this episode with a few more voices of nurses from episode 95, Nursing is Political, still as relevant today as they've ever been.
I've done policy work for the past 20 years at the federal level, and I think there's a misperception that members of Congress, their staff, and others are experts on particular issues, on healthcare, on staffing, on workplace violence, education funding. All of these things are areas in which a nurse has real expertise on what it's like to practice on the ground.
The people that we need in elected office are people who look and feel and live lives that reflect their communities. And nurses and midwives are better prepared to do that than almost anyone else is in our country.
Make sure your voter registration is current. Vote in every election. Get involved in local politics. Don't just march, run for something.
The cynicism in our politics is only going to change if we change it. Bring your best self to this work, but join, do it. We need you. Our democracy depends on us, our hopefulness, our intention, and our hard work. And I hope to see you on the campaign trail soon.
The best investment in American healthcare system is to invest in a nurse running for office.
For See You Now, I'm Rebecca McEnroy. Thanks for listening. Nurses are transforming healthcare through innovation, compassion, and leadership. and Johnson & Johnson is proud to continue its 125-year commitment to champion nurses through recognition, skill building, leadership development, and more. The American Nurses Association is dedicated to building a culture of innovation. Nurses improve the lives of patients and communities through innovative thinking, empathetic connection, scientific rigor, and sheer determination. ANA is proud to support and advocate for our nation's most valuable healthcare resource, our nurses. For more information on See You Now, visit seeyounowpodcast.com and listen to any of the earlier episodes in our library, wherever you get podcasts.